And it is time now for this morning's edition of Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen. And with this morning's program, here is LaVon Eblen.
And good morning to you. Welcome to the new year. It is 2016. And if you're like me, for a while, you'll remember to write 2016 whenever you're writing the date. But in about a month, all of a sudden, that 2015 will sneak in again because that's your old habit. But whatever. I'm hoping that you had a great day coming into the new year. And lots of things, of course, been happening. One of the things that I want to talk about is in the entertainment world. Now, some of you may not put the Rose Bowl in entertainment, but it is great entertainment. So three big entertainment events happened here at the end of 2015 and going into 2016. Can you guess what those are? Do you know what those are? Well, the first one was Star Wars. The seventh episode of Star Wars came out at the end of 2015, still making millions of dollars, record-breaking attendance, record-breaking income for Star Wars. So if you're a Star Wars fan, and maybe you know some, I know some, a few who can list every episode and what happened in every episode and so on and so forth. Well, there are lots of Star Wars fans. The second event of my three, of course, is the Hawkeyes going to the Rose Bowl. It's a big deal. And I think, although I didn't get to go there and I'm not a huge football fan, some of the excitement for my coworkers who attended the Rose Bowl spilled over. It is a big deal for the football team, for all of us, and I'm guessing even if you didn't watch a football game, many of you watched the parade. Really big deal and very entertaining for all of the things that go on before the game as well as during the game. And then the third thing, some of you are going, huh? Well, last night was the first episode of the last season of Downton Abbey. And again, some people are as big a fans of Downton Abbey as they are of Star Wars or football. So it's a really big deal, and it is quite entertaining for folks who like that kind of TV. And I'm one of them, by the way. Wouldn't miss it. I mean, if there is a possibility, I'm going to miss it. It's really sad. Somehow I find a way to, you know, catch up on that. And our public libraries do have copies of all the past five seasons that you can check out to catch up to date if you haven't been a Downton Abbey fan. It is a story about people. It just happens to be set in the Edwardian era in England. And I think, well, there are a lot of people who give you a lot of reasons of why it is so popular. And I would agree if they have said that, you know, number one, it's about people, people's lives. And other than living in a castle or being a servant, I mean, the things that happen to them are things that happen to everybody. The other thing is that it's quite true to history. Starts out with news of the sinking of the Titanic, and then the First World War, and then the Spanish influenza pandemic, and between the wars, you know what's happening, the formation of the Irish Free State, the Teapot Dome scandal, the United Kingdom general election in 1923, and it just goes, it's very much true to history and how it affects people. And of course, the period changes how, when you think about, if you think back and people you may have known, your family, how lives changed between World War I and then into the 20s. And then, of course, we move shortly after that into the Depression. So history and how it affects people is so critical. It's interesting because it is such a popular program that other explanation TV programs have gone on around it. You know, how do they set the table in the dining room in all this splendor of the Edwardian era? How do they teach people? How do the servants act? What's the difference between the upstairs people and the downstairs people? So, again, people are so important in this. Now, it may be one of those programs that you say, I don't know. It's just, you know, so much sadness, so much happiness, so much whatever. It is excellent writing and has won many awards. Golden Globe Award for the best miniseries on TV, Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Miniseries, Guinness World of Records as the most critically acclaimed English language television series of 2011. And it's well done. And part of the interest in it, I think, is where it is located. And of course, it's in Highclere Castle, a real castle in England. And there have been programs spawned about the castle and how it's doing. Real people live there and life goes on. Although, as you can imagine, keeping up a castle is not exactly cheap. Well, how has it affected other people's lives? I think this is sort of an interesting thing that happens, just like Star Wars spawns all of the kids' games and the costumes and so on. Well, Downton Abbey has been credited with spawning a massive worldwide increase in demand for professionally trained butlers, especially British butlers, in China and Russia and parts of the Middle East. Between 2010 and 2012, the demand was thought to have doubled. So in 2014, China's first school for butlers was opened to meet a demand that was influenced by Downton Abbey. Of course, it can influence fashions. That's another detail that some of us really enjoy, are all of the costumes and the detail to jewelry, to hairstyles, to shoes. The whole fashion scene, of course, changed with the times from the 1912 to 1925. So it has been influencing some fashion items, such as starch collars, midi skirts, beaded gowns, and hunting plaids, all being used in that series. And they're very elegant, but I keep thinking, oh my goodness, to keep all that wardrobe going. Women were expected to change clothes 5 times during the day in those early days. Now, here's a more serious one that is, again, relates to the show in a way. The Equality Titles Bill, an unsuccessful piece of legislation introduced in the UK Parliament in 2013, would have allowed for equal succession of female heirs to hereditary titles and peerages, and it was nicknamed the Downton Abbey Law because it addressed the same issue that affects the main character, Lady Mary Crawley, who cannot inherit the estate. Even though her husband died, you know, they were married, that doesn't make any difference. She cannot inherit the estate because it must pass to a male heir. So it does affect even people living now. Now, what about the castle? Something I just learned when it was built was just, I'm going to say, just a country house. Well, it was huge, just like it is now, but it was just a plain country house. But it was added to, decorated in the Victorian style. So now when you see it, it has all these towers and all of the additional decor. It's huge, not only in number of rooms, but it gives you the impression that it's huge because of all the additions. So Downton Abbey, all of the exterior and much of the interior filming is done at Downton Abbey at Highclere Castle, but some of it is not. The kitchen, the servants' quarters, and the working areas, and some of the upstairs bedrooms were constructed and filmed at a studio in England. And then Of course, there are other homes that are used in the area. You know, the Downton Abbey folks go and visit friends, go and visit relatives, go to this and that event. And so most of those are filmed at, again, real places in England. And even coming up in this series, the last one, this final one, is a car race. Now, that's a big change also, because in 1912, cars weren't so popular. By the end of that time, 1923, 1925, cars had progressed a great deal, and there's even a car race. And it, of course, is filmed at another location besides Highclere Castle. So can you imagine talking about the filming and all of the jobs that are related to this? There are more background people more than there are cast. All of the makeup people, the studio people, the photographers, and on, lots and lots of people involved with the filming of this. And just one final thing that I thought was really interesting about Highclere Castle and the people who lived there. The one of the lords there, the Earl, was the man who got Tutankhamun opened in the pyramids. And he died of a mosquito bite. And, of course, there's lots of things to surrounding that. His dog supposedly died in England at the same time he died in Egypt. And some superstitions that could go around there. Anyhow, big events for the year. It'll be interesting to see what happens coming up in 2016. So until next time, here's a thought. Winners make a habit of manufacturing their own positive expectations in advance of the event.